You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is making the job of the U.S. Central Bank a lot tougher. Top Federal Reserve officials are set to meet next month. They're going to decide whether to raise interest rates to fight inflation. Now they have to factor in the invasion. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now to talk about it. Morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So why would the crisis in Ukraine affect the Federal Reserve?
It's putting pressure on oil prices since Russia is a big oil supplier. And Russia is also a major producer of metals. So those prices also went up. And Sabri, this just adds to the inflation the Fed is trying to tame.
The Fed might also have to deal with a situation called stagflation, where you have higher prices but slowing economic growth. How might that complicate things?
The Fed doesn't want to raise rates so much that it tips the economy into a recession. Stagflation just increases that risk. Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Grant Thornton, remembers what it was like in the 1970s when super high oil prices collided with rising unemployment.
It was the worst of all worlds, of people losing their jobs or the economy stagnating as inflation continued to march higher, so losing purchasing power as well. And that's why it's something we worry about so much.
Have Fed officials said anything about this?
Fed Governor Christopher Waller said yesterday he'd still be open to raising interest rates by a half a percentage point when they meet next month, although he did say he'll keep a close eye on the economic data. Other Fed officials were a bit more cautious, but they were still open to a smaller rate hike.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.